A man who never wrote a single word changed the entire course of human thought. That is not a small irony. It is the central paradox of Socrates. Everything we know about him comes filtered through others: his student Plato, the soldier historian Xenophon, and the comic playwright Aristophanes. No autobiography, no treatises, just a life lived so loudly that others could not stop writing about it. And what a life it was, Evelyn. Before Socrates became philosophy's most famous provocateur, he was a hoplite, a heavily armed infantryman, fighting in the brutal Peloponnesian War, known for his bravery and almost inhuman physical endurance. This was not a fragile intellectual. This was a man who had stared down death on a battlefield and walked away unbothered. Now, here is where the story pivots. The oracle at Delphi, ancient Greece's most authoritative voice, declared that no one was wiser than Socrates. Think of how that lands on a man who believed he knew almost nothing. Rather than accept the compliment, Socrates treated it as a problem to solve. He went out into Athens and began interrogating the people everyone assumed were wise: politicians, poets, craftsmen, generals. One by one, they crumbled under his questions. They could not define the very concepts they claimed to master: justice, courage, virtue. The key idea here is what Socrates discovered at the end of each conversation. These so-called experts did not know what they thought they knew. And crucially, they did not know that they did not know. Socrates, at least, was aware of his own ignorance. That awareness, he concluded, was exactly what made him wiser than all of them. The method he used had a name: elenchus. It worked like a controlled demolition. Socrates would ask someone to define a concept. For example, what is courage? The person would offer an answer. Socrates would then ask a follow-up question that exposed a contradiction in that answer. Then another, and another. The conversation would spiral until the original definition collapsed entirely. No lecture, no correction, just questions, relentlessly applied. That means the person being questioned did the work of dismantling their own false certainty. This was not gentle. Athenian elites found it humiliating. Powerful men walked away from conversations with Socrates, looking foolish in front of their peers. Elenchus was not just a philosophical tool. It was a social disruption, and Athens noticed. Here is what made Socrates genuinely dangerous to the establishment. Evelyn, the Sophists, the other intellectual figures of the day, charged enormous fees to teach rhetoric and the art of political persuasion. They sold success. Socrates refused that model entirely. He lived in deliberate poverty because he believed knowledge could not be a commodity. He refused to call himself a teacher. He accepted no payment. That distinction mattered enormously. The Sophists gave wealthy Athenians the tools to win arguments. Socrates gave anyone willing to engage the tools to question everything, including the people in power. Remember, this was a democracy, where reputation and persuasion were currency. A man who systematically exposed the ignorance of the powerful was not just annoying, he was a threat. Socrates himself described his role with a striking analogy. Athens, he said, was like a large and well-bred horse: strong, proud, but sluggish. He was the gadfly, small, persistent, impossible to ignore. His job was to sting the horse into wakefulness, not to destroy it, to rouse it. That image captures everything about his mission. He was not trying to tear Athens down. He was trying to force it to think. The takeaway from his entire method is this: true wisdom does not begin with answers. It begins with the honest recognition of what you do not know. That recognition, uncomfortable, even painful, is the starting point for every genuine inquiry. Socrates built a life around that discomfort. He made it his purpose. And that, Evelyn, is why a man who left no written words behind is still being talked about more than 2,000 years later.